1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you as we make our way through our calls everywhere from Ahwatukee to Sierra Vista and Tucson in between. John, welcome to the program.
Hi there. I want some advice on pruning my Texas sage and Tacoma yellow bells.
Okay.
My Texas sage are about 4 feet tall by 3 feet, and I have never pruned them, about 3 years in the ground. They're growing kind of crooked, not at a 45-degree angle, but some of them, you know, are growing kind of crooked. I was wondering, do I try to shape those carefully, or do I try to, or can I do a severe prune on those and let them start over?
Okay, let's start with the Texas sage. You know, if you're trying to correct a side, you could prune one side more severely than the other side so that it would leaf out. But I would recommend sometime about mid-February, so coming up here in another month or so, maybe early February, as long as you're just before the growth comes out. Another reason you don't want to prune things too early, I posted a shopping center that had a bunch of Texas sage in about the middle or end of October. They pruned these Texas sage clear back to the stumps. Now, that's probably even more severely than you should for a rejuvenation pruning, but you don't want to prune going into winter because they still look just like that. They haven't recovered because they haven't put on any spring growth. So you want to time that pruning so that it also doesn't look pruned that severely for that long, right? Nobody likes that look in their yard. I would say as early as mid-January, as late as maybe the 1st of March, give them a fairly severe pruning, at least a third. Plants generally will grow or produce about one-third of their growth in a year's time. So if you go by a third, you're going to probably keep it about the same size. Now, these are all generalities, granted. If you want to make it a little smaller for next year, reduce it by more than a third. But don't do it in the middle of winter or late in the fall. Do it just before spring. Plus, then the Texas sage is going to bloom in summer and fall, is going to have recovered, put on all its new growth, and you're going to have lots of color. Usually when the monsoon hits is about when they prune or bloom. Excuse me. Pruning, blooming. The yellow bells probably want to wait now until most of the danger of frost is over. They're a little bit touchy on frost. It doesn't ever generally kill them, but you don't want to prune them too early, have them recover and freeze. So again, about mid-February to early March would be a good time on the yellow bells. And just remember how big they got and how fast they got there, and adjust your pruning size accordingly. I've got the orange bell version of yellow bells on the south side of my house. They froze. Remember in January last year, we had a very hard freeze. I cut them down. They were about 2 feet tall when I got done. They are to the top of the roof. Now, so they're 10, 12 feet. They recovered that much in one growing season.
Now, before we get to our next calls, let's spend a minute to talk about pruner selection.
Oh, good idea.
You got hand pruners, clippers, trimmers, electric, gas-powered.
Chainsaws.
How do you... Chainsaws?
Flamethrowers.
Is there something you could look at and say, all right, that branch is as big around as my wrist. I need power tools. Or is there a trimmer that big enough? I mean, how do you gauge the size?
Most pruners, when you buy them, will tell you about how big a limb, caliber or diameter of a limb, they are designed to cut. And, of course, you can, by common sense, look at it. And if you can just, as wide as you can open those loppers up, kind of cram the limb in there, it's going to have a pretty hard time cutting through that. And you're going to have a lot of muscle strain trying to cut through it. And what happens if you try and
probably
prune something
that's unnecessary dulling on the blade.
Well, it's hard on the, you know, you'll end up breaking handles, snapping handles off. Plus, you end up crushing the limb instead of cutting through it properly. So I don't know that there's a rule of thumb, but it's just kind of common sense. It probably shouldn't be any bigger than about half the size of the opening that your pruner will open to really be able to cut it effectively. So little tiny, and then by the same token, if you try and cut a little tiny limb with a big old pair of loppers, sometimes it will do the same thing. So you really need a pair of hand pruners to prune small stuff, you know, pencil size and, type stuff.
And when I'm trimming and I go to clip and the branch doesn't break but goes, you know, parallel with the clippers, am I using one too big or too small? It's like stuck in between and it doesn't.
Well, or your clippers aren't sharp enough.
Oh.
If that's the other part of it, is making sure you have a good sharp tool, making sure that that cutting surface on the flat surface, if you have what we call a bypass pruner, the blade cuts and shears off against a cutting surface, right? So the blade is making a pass against, so make sure that's clean and free of debris so that blade can make a nice clean pass through there.
We're heading south to Sierra Vista and then Tucson right after this. If you'd like to get online during bottom of the hour news break, it's 1-888-767-4348. We are in the garden with John J. Harper here at Rosie on the House.
And take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.